A Wellington lawyer says complaints about early advertising for council elections in October are coming from people who don't actually know the rules. Wellington mayoral candidate Paul Eagle has been told to remove billboards touting his candidacy after complaints to the Wellington City Council. Electoral officer Warwick Lamp has also said the billboards should be removed because of a long-standing policy saying the ads should only be posted 6 weeks before an election. Graham Edgler, an expert in electoral law, joins us now. This has been controversial, so I'm confused about this because how does this work? I mean, the council's saying that the rules are being breached, but they're not enforceable? I mean, what's going on?
I'm not sure if the council are still saying that. Certainly, for a little while, the returning officer, who oddly is not actually employed by the council, they're sort of work for a private company that the council has contracted to run the election, has asked the candidates, including I think Paul Eagle, to remove a billboard. Then Paul Eagle's lawyer, as you said, Stan, has pointed the same thing out that I've been pointing out on Twitter and other places. They're not breaching any rules. There isn't an election law that does this. There isn't anything else that does this. Some types of advertising, you know, the little core flute signs that people put on their fences or in their yards, different councils have their own rules about when those are allowed. Some councils allow them any time of the year for any sign.
Okay, so we're talking a difference between billboards and hoardings, are we?
Yes. Yeah, or temporary signs and permanent signs. And so if you're hiring a sign space that's permanently on a building that already has resource consent, then, you know, last week it was advertising toothpaste or something, this week it's advertising a candidate. And so that advertising is allowed all the time. There's no limit, whether it's, you know, local elections or anything else, you can hire that billboard, and it's just...
Which, of course, is a lot easier nowadays with digital outdoor advertising. You just do it in five seconds, right?
And so if one of those is commercial advertising space... There's no limit. There's no time limit. You can have it any time. Sometimes, you know, if people are putting up signs on people's fences or something like that, then there are rules around that. Not general rules. It's council by council. In Wellington, those rules are, I think it's 2 months before the election. You can put signs on your fence or in your yard. But the rest of the time...
Right. So Paul Eagle is quite within his rights to say I shouldn't be singled out here and that I'm able to do this.
Absolutely. Multiple candidates have pointed out, well, 3 years ago or 6 years ago, I started advertising in March or something like that. And so, yeah, it's just, you know, someone's looked at a rule on the website, hasn't quite understood, this is only temporary signs, not the permanent signs that have resource consent. They've laid a complaint, person's gone to the council, and maybe they've made the same mistake. And
understand.
And it's got a little more confusing.
Raises the question, though, of whether it should be fair, because it does raise issues of those with a lot of resources, and I'm not saying this is Paul Eagle in this case, I'm just saying in general, if you've got a lot of resources, you could advertise year-round. I mean, is that what we want?
I think it would annoy voters so much that it would probably be counterproductive. You know, and it's the same sort of rules apply for sort of all sorts of things. National elections, you know, you can advertise year-round. Of course, once we hit 3 months before the election, so in a couple of days' time, there's spending limits. So,
but it's not that. I suppose it's not the year-round bit. It's the 2 months before the 3 months kicks in, if you know. So they get a head start. That's what might annoy people and people might feel is unfair on those who don't have the same resources.
Certainly, and running for councils, and particularly bigger ones, say Auckland or something like that. You know, the amounts that you're allowed to spend within the spending limit in the 3 months are massive. For running for mayor in Wellington, it's, I think, $60,000. And so that's your spending limit for the 3 months. And you'll spend, you know, more than that on things that either don't count as election advertising, you know, new pairs of shoes to walk around or petrol for your car or whatever. You know, those don't count towards the spending limit. It's only an advertising spending limit and only during 3 months. And, you know, advertising a little bit before the campaign starts, you know, when you announce or something like that, is something a lot of candidates do. And all candidates are able. And, yeah.
Interesting.
End the period if you wanted, but it's been this way for quite a while. And so it's a little surprising that the electoral officer didn't quite seem aware of exactly what the rules were.
All righty, Graham Edgler, thank you very much for that. An expert in electoral law on that issue in Wellington. Yes, we're coming up to some mayoral and local government elections towards the end of the year.